It's time for Drinking 101 with the experts from Brown Derby on Q102, Springfield's rock station.
All right, I got to figure out Jason's mic. Jason, start talking.
Hey.
Nope,
hey.
Not that one. Not it.
Hey.
That one. I know yours works.
Hello.
Hey, there we go.
You got a lot of mic action going on around here.
Our mics are weird in here. They were like mislabeled right off the bat, and I don't even know why.
I'm learning new terms about a mic being hot.
Yep.
Can't be my fault that it doesn't sound right.
It's got to
be
the compression stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting into wine terms like hot, alcohol, you know, mics. It's very related.
Yeah, but the difference between that is, like, I've been in radio for 15 years, and I still don't know my own words. At least you know yours.
Well, I can make it up until I know it, right?
That's what I try. That's what I've been doing for the past 2 years doing Drinking 101.
Fake it till you make it.
Exactly. Right. All right, well, we have a special Drinking 101 today because we are actually going to be taking this segment and putting it on the interwebs.
Interwebs.
Yes, the interwebs. And it is going to be more visual. So basically starting, I think, mid-September is when we're going to post the first one.
Yep, right. That's the plan.
September 17th, actually, at 11:30 a.m., these videos will go live and people will actually be able to physically see what the heck we're drinking.
And where will they go live, Shadow?
They'll go to Q1021.fm.
All right.
They'll go to Q102's Facebook page. We'll put a tiny link up to Twitter. It'll be on your Brown
Derby
pages.
We'll be posting it on our Facebook pages, and getting it out
YouTube.
There.
YouTube. So it'll be on YouTube.
We'll YouTube it. So this is the grand finale, mm-hmm. not the finish of our segments, but the grand finale of our live 11:30 date that we have every Thursday of the week.
We're still going to be drinking. We're just going to be doing it in front of camera.
That's right.
Just remember the camera adds 30 pounds. Just keep
that. Yeah, everyone, please do remember that.
So in honor
of... Except for Brad, who's like skinny mini over here.
Right. You just have to run on a hamster wheel a lot, see? And you don't really get anywhere, but if you keep doing it over
Jason
and over again...
Jason and I don't like that.
All right. No. So in honor of the last live show, Jason has been on the show several times. What is it? Are we going 3 years total for the show?
Three or four.
Yeah, three plus.
I mean, it started. I've been doing it for two.
Yeah,
right on the money, practically. And then Kristen started it maybe a year before
three
that
plus.
Too. Yes,
so that's amazing. Number one. So in honor of that, we brought some fun stuff. We're going to toast today with a Prosecco, which you've had before. We've had during the holidays, but it's one of those that we love. We brought a really special bottle of wine just for you, Shadow.
That's right.
Yes.
I mean, really special. And then in honor of what we did the very first show I came in here, I brought something that's brand new to the market, but will remind us, take us back to that first show almost 4 years ago.
I really can't believe you remembered that.
So cheers.
Cheers.
That's right.
Cheers. Salute.
To Drinking 101.
That's right.
Learning about alcohol.
And it's been a blast. You know, I mean, how much fun has it been every day coming in here? And now we're going to take it to the next level on the interweb.
Some days have been funner than others.
Oh, yeah?
Some days you guys have left the booze behind, and I've just sat and indulged all the way through the 90s.
You just lock this door and let everybody through the window just kind of watch you sample?
Sometimes I've invited people into the room to come partake with me. And other times you brought in whiskey.
And then you gave us the, I don't like bourbon. But we tried to change that.
I'm sorry, Jason's about to start joking.
And you know what? Jason and I had a personal challenge that we're like, we're going to get her to like we're going to get her to like whiskey or bourbon.
I do remember the one time, but it was that blueberry, whatever, or blackberry whiskey or whatever.
Bird Dog.
The one that I sampled at a friend's house over the holidays.
Bird Dog.
It's like, I love this stuff.
Yep. Yep. And then we did the cinnamon taste off with Fireball and Jack Fire and Jim Beam and all that. So we did have some fun whiskeys. But this is Natalie Verga Prosecco, Italian. So it's a sparkling wine from Italy. Mm-hmm. People use the term champagne very generally. This is not a champagne because only champagne can come from Champagne, France. But this is a Prosecco that is made in the same style. And it is, when you're having parties and entertaining, and it is that time of year where Halloween's and Thanksgiving's and everything is right around the corner, this is a perfect drink to make with mimosas.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a value, you know, and so that's what we wanted to cheers with something that we've had before here and bring it back and reintroduce it because it's mimosa time for early football games, those 11 a.m. kickoffs.
Yep, mimosas and Bloody Marys.
That's right.
Two things that are delicious in the morning.
Yeah. No, they're delicious any time of day, but they're also good in the morning.
I am going to say that I went to another place they have a Bloody Mary bar, actually very close to the wine center right there across the street from The Wine Center Coyotes.
Yeah.
Ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bloody Mary Bar, which made me very happy because I got to make my own. And I hate to say it, but I mean, I'm really good at making Bloody Marys.
Have you ever?
Really good.
Have you ever heard of Jason's Bloody Mary recipe? Have you
had
it?
No.
Twice baked Bloody Mary.
Oh.
It's pretty intense. So come.
You know what? I don't think we ever did that. So we can do it on tape.
We'll do it on tape.
We'll do it at the wine.
There you go. Yeah. So what do you you've had it before. I mean, we love this. Is a, again, a sparkling wine that we just think way over delivers for the money. So Natalie Varigo. Moving on. Another. We'll clink on all these here.
Yeah.
There is one Cabernet Sauvignon made in the California Napa Valley that I would say at this point, when it comes to popularity, well-known, there's only the one is at the highest mark. And that is Camus Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley 2013. Brand new vintage. This is retails for about $69.99 a bottle.
Wow.
But we think you're worth it.
No holds barred on this
one.
I love it.
Yeah.
Why does that come in a white bottle? And it's a red. I you just don't see that very often.
Actually,
it has a green. Or is it got a hue to it?
It has a green tint. So not completely white.
But it's a little bit more clear.
It can be, and they have a little bit, you know, just so you can see the color of the wine in there. But Camus Napa.
Oh, look, it chilled perfectly, too.
Cellar temperature.
That's right.
Oh, come
on
now.
This is
good
drinking 101. This isn't just, you know.
Good job.
As we've said many times, and this is important, drinking 101, you can always let a wine cool or come down in temperature if it's too cold.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never going to go sitting in your glass from warm to cooler. So if you're going to be over somewhere or the other, make it a little bit cooler because it tastes so much better, especially Cabernet.
I was telling him a couple weeks ago that, you know, I was talking to a friend and they, in this day and age, did not know that you could chill red wine. And I was like, it's the best.
Stick it in the fridge for 10 minutes.
And that's exactly what I do.
Camus is a wine that we sell out of like that all the time. Usually it's in and it's out and we just got a little bit more in. We're pretty excited to have it and it'll go fast. And we thought in honor of today. And
it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
And, all right.
I mean, just to show, I mean, this wine's been open for 2 days, and it's still drinking well.
Very nice.
That's another 101 fact.
So let's get
a really
super,
good one.
Let's
good
get wine, super classy and head
look
to
at
the moonshine.
You're swirling over there. You're going to go from swirling wine to slamming moonshine.
Right.
That's what you do in drinking
101. We got to get classy. We got to get
professionals.
Classy. That's right.
That's right. All right.
So I was
hoping. Is this the apple cinnamon one?
No.
Which one is that?
So in honor of the very first show we did Midnight Moonshine. And you're probably right on the 4 years because Midnight Moonshine has been out about that time frame. So we did that and we tasted the fruit. We did strawberry. We did blackberry. We did the apple cinnamon.
That's
we did the original. And so we were talking about the show and I'm like, well, wouldn't it be great to do something from the first show?
And you had that guy there that made that.
Junior Johnson.
Yeah. I remember that.
And
he was at the store and a lot of people came out and met him. And
yeah. You guys
had
were
him
a part
sign
of
a bottle of moonshine.
So this is Midnight Moonshine, but Peach just literally came out in the last 2 weeks. So we're kind of honoring the first show with something brand new. It's not even on our shelves just yet. It's coming in. So you're the first to taste it.
I love that. And if for people who can't see this, the moonshine comes in a mason jar. And so it looks really cool, but they've added a new feature that I've never seen before.
Until a spigot.
So now it's easier to pour. Now it doesn't go all over your counter.
Right. I mean, that's always been one of the biggest customer feedback was, man, how do you drink out of a mason jar and not spill it everywhere?
You have to put it in a big glass.
Exactly.
And that's not dangerous.
Right. But so in playing on the Junior Johnson, you know, it looks like an old oil can NASCAR tie-in. So
tastes like peaches.
So if you like peaches, this is it. Midnight Moonshine, Junior Johnson's Peach is the latest flavor to come out. And then we'll honor the first show with this one with a little moonshine. So
who's going to eat the fruit?
You are.
You are.
Son of a. Why did I even bother asking
Guess
that?
Guess what? We're going to leave with you today.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You said we don't leave enough with you. Here you go.
It's how to take care of the office.
That's right.
I know. I've always been like, just leave it. Just leave
it. 2 o'clock, there's going to be dead air at Q102. So.
And everyone will know why. Actually, that's what time Brock comes on. So there'll still be dead air, but it just won't be my fault.
Ouch,
it'll be Brock's. Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
you know, it's been definitely years of fun drinking on the radio. Now we're just going to do it more on location at Brown Derby.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll be able to feature some of the other cool stuff that you have in the stores.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not all about alcohol. You've got the Derby Deli.
We do.
You've got
the Marketplace.
Yeah.
You know, we're just talking about all the tailgating gear. We have tons of Halloween decor right now. Yep. You know,
and we're all going to become big, famous YouTube TV stars.
That's right.
That's what's
infamous.
Gonna happen.
Infamous.
Infamous?
Sure.
Oh, great. Famous, infamous, one of the two.
Something. We're going to become our something.
That's Drinking right. 101. Of course, you'll be able to check this out online, Q1021.fm. I'll post a picture very soon. And this will be back. This feature will come back. We'll have our first video up on September 17th.
Here we go.
I believe
Cheers.
That's the date. Cheers. It's nothing more. Jenny, Q102.